I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, it's our Catching Up with the Coaches segment. Knoxville girls basketball coach Matt Richard following the girls' tough 54-45 loss to Sheraton on Tuesday, and boys assistant coach Joel Keady after the Panthers routed Sheraton on Tuesday night by a score of 80-51. Joining us now is Knoxville girls basketball coach Matt Richard. Knoxville falls on Tuesday 54-45. That fourth quarter was a disaster, to say the least.
Yeah, 17-4. I went and looked it up. Typically, we've been starting slow and finishing great, and today we don't have a great first quarter, but you can't score 4 points in a quarter, and a good team like Sheraton will take advantage.
It seemed like they were getting all the rebounds. You turned it over at the most inopportune times. Was it maybe going too fast, or what was
just bad execution? You got to run your offense. When we run it, we're really, really good, highly efficient. That second and third quarter, I thought we played really high-level basketball. But then we just got into some bad habits. We started, you know, just forcing it a little bit. I got to find ways to get Hannah the ball more. She needs the ball in her hands. She's playing outstanding basketball. I got it. That's on me. I got to get her the ball more. But yeah, turnovers. And we, same thing we've talked about the last several games. We got to find a way to rebound the ball.
And I thought that was a issue all game. And you knew going in that they would be physical. They would try to muck it up as best they can. And at times they were really doing that.
Yeah, you know, I thought Hannah and Brittany did a pretty good job on Snook and Winston. But then when there's loose balls, you know, we were in help position really good, but then we weren't in help the helper. So it's that next step. But then it just seemed every time there was a loose ball, we didn't get it. And that's an attitude. That's a mindset. Obviously it's execution as well, but, we got to get better.
Looking, you know, what you, have to work on now before Friday in your, final conference game before break, you know, what do you address? Is it that, you know, rebounding, going hard all the time?
Yeah, I mean, every team is going to want to rebound the ball better. We don't particularly do a great job at it. We don't have, you know, necessarily the true big. You know, I know Brittany's 5'9", but we don't have the true post player. But, you know, most of it's just effort. And I'm not saying our girls don't try, but it's, you know, they will buy in and they'll give as much effort on the wing and that type of stuff. We have to apply that to down low as well. But then offensively, we gotta run our stuff, and we have to not settle for what I would call average shots, good shots. We gotta get great shots, and then sometimes we just gotta finish. How many times today did we point blank shots and we missed them? We make 3-4 more of those, and all of a sudden instead of up by seven, we're up by 15-17 points against an undefeated team. But we're just not quite doing it yet.
Talking to Matt Richard, Knoxville girls basketball coach on KNIA Caverless. As we look forward here, you got Centerville coming up on Friday. They've struggled a bit, but, you know, they seem to always play well in their gymnasium. And, you know, way to, you know, good chance to come back and recover from an off night tonight.
Yeah, you know, the next 2 days, Wednesday, Thursday, will be a bunch of self-evaluation. I've watched Centerville a couple times this year already just because getting ready for games that like opponents. They got the number 40 back down low. They obviously lost Rachel George, and they lost a couple of the other senior guards. So they're in an adjustment period. There's no doubt about that. And they have a new coach as well. But I'm not as worried about Centerville. We need to do some self-scout, self-evaluation, and work on our things that we need to get better at.
You talked about that a lot last year, doing self-evaluating, and is that not necessarily looking at film, but kind of thinking, okay, what could I or someone, you know, could they have done better?
You know, it's the major thing is you have to understand who you are. You know, Hannah's a great shooter, but she's more than that. Brittany is dominant down low, but she's more than that. You know, we got to get Butel going. She needs to get out of her own head a little bit. You know, she's a good shooter, but she's not shooting well right now. She's just not quite on balance. We need to get more from Addie Duncan offensively. She's a tenacious defender, but they have to understand what they're good at and buy into that role. You know, you don't have to be an all-conference player. You need to be an all-conference level at the role that you are in. And we need to get, I think tonight, Hannah, Brittany, and Abby, they're all in double digits again. But I think everybody else was four or below, that type of thing. So we just got to be more consistent, and I got to find ways to get Hannah the ball more. So that's on me.
All right. Well, we'll see you down in Centerville on Friday.
Yep, thank you.
That's Matt Richart, Knoxville girls basketball coach. Panthers fall on Tuesday by a score of 54-45 to Sheraton. Joined now by Knoxville boys assistant basketball coach, who is the acting head coach tonight, Joel Keady. Unfortunately for Coach Pearson, a little bit under the weather tonight, and you know, whenever there's somebody's down and out, gotta rally around them. And you know, they were staying with you early on. What sparked you guys getting that space away from them?
Yeah, I mean, we knew coming into the game that they were a really good first half team. Their last game against Centerville, they were very close. The game before that against Albia, they were up, I think, like 21-9 or something like that in the first half. So we knew that they were going to throw probably the first punch and take whatever punch we could throw right away. So we knew we had to be ready just to weather that storm. And we have a lot of guys that are ready to play, so we were able to kind of just go next man up and stay fresh. I didn't use a timeout the whole night, so that was kind of planned as far as that goes, just so that we could use our cardio kind of against them. So
Mason Smith had 25 of their points, but no one else was in double figures. Obviously, he's their guy, but when you hold everybody else below their average or around their average, it's going to be tough for them to score on your guys who – you got a bunch of guys who can light it up.
Yeah, for sure. And we knew Mason was going to be a lot to handle coming into the game. He's a three-time, I think, all-conference player. Will be a four-time probably this year. Really good player, and they're well coached. I give a lot of credit to Coach Nolte. He's got those guys ready to play. They rebound really hard, and they're good defensively. They run a zone, so it's sometimes tough to crack that. But our guys stepped up and did a good job.
I got to ask that first, that alley-oop play out in the third quarter. Is that a set play?
Yeah, that was. Yeah, thankfully we have somebody that can dunk. The guy throwing the pass that scored a few points, he's not a very good lob passer yet, but got her done. So,
Coach Pearson said to me a couple of nights ago that, you know, the guys share the ball and make sure everybody gets their points. You're going to have an outlier, and tonight was that outlier, 32 from Landon Norris. I mean, he was just he just had the hot hand tonight.
Yeah, and he puts in a ton of work, and so he deserves to have games like that, and he will have more games like that. Nobody sees kind of behind the scenes how much work he puts in, and so he's one of probably the hardest workers I've been around, and he really deserves that. So.
And I'm sure it's kind of cool for him to have his brother out there too, just, you know, a freshman just basically doesn't look like a freshman.
I know. It's very cool for the coaching staff and his teammates too.
Coaching staff learning about this team, you know, Coach Pearson said they share the ball so well, but they also just, you know, like tonight, sometimes they were just swarming around Sheraton on defense.
Yeah, our game plan was to, you know, press and try to speed up the tempo a little bit just because we have a lot of guys ready to play and play hard. So going into it, we kind of knew that it was going to be an up-and-down game.
Looking ahead, you got Centerville on Friday, and they're getting better. They were down a couple years ago, but they beat Sheraton by three. So you know, they're going to be ready for you, I think.
Yeah, we're going to play there in Centerville, so they'll have their home court. And Coach Bays there has done a really good job. And they've got three new guys, I believe, that are playing really, really well together, and so they're kind of rolling right now. So.
All right, Coach Keady, we'll see you Friday.
Okay.
And that was catching up with the coaches, Knoxville girls basketball coach Matt Richart and Knoxville boys assistant varsity coach Joel Keady on the Radio Sports page on KNIA Careless.